word of God, and the word of God says, say to this mountain. Anyone can say to this mountain, therefore, I have spoken to the mountain, and I know it's moving. It cannot stay on my way. In the name of Jesus, I have the authority. Now, let's thank him. Let's thank the Father. Let's thank God for the authority. Let's appreciate God. Let's thank him that he's given us authority. He's given us this. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Let's do something this morning. Remember, I just read Isaiah 2 when we began this time together about 30 minutes ago. And I said that the house of the Lord is a place where God wants to teach us his ways so we can walk in his path. So I want to take some time this morning to lay before us the ways of the Lord. One of the things I struggle to do as a pastor, or as only a human being, in fact, as a child of God, I struggle to find out what God wants us to do. For instance, some of you wonder, how come we divide the services according to age? We have first service for 45 years and above. We have second service that is for people married with young children. Then we have third service for youth and singles. And then you wonder, this church now, wow. But after COVID, I started asking God, how do you want us to run the church well? And he took me to Titus chapter 2. Let's go see it. Titus chapter 2. It's amazing. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine. Look at next verse. Tell that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, and in patience. Next verse. And that older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderous, not giving too much wine, thoughts of good things. Next verse. That they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children. Let's keep reading. To be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Next verse. And likewise, exhort the young men to be sober-minded. Next verse. In all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, and incorruptibility. Now, you can see these verses. I just noticed that certain things must be taught to those who are older and those who are younger family. And of course, Jesus was in the temple at the age of 12, at the brink of 10 years. And he was in church again. And when he got to church, they were asking questions and talking. So we have third service where we say, ask questions as a young person. Praise God. In our third service in church, we just make it open. Jesus spent time, 3 days, talking to people that are older in the temple, asking questions and answering back. So we determined to have a service where people that are younger could come in and question and answers. Praise God. So that's why we do what we do. We just didn't dream it up in our head and go to Harvard to go and learn how to run church. So that's important for us to see. I want to be on the side of God. You see, when you are driving up the mountain, it requires more effort. But when you are driving down the hill, it's easier. When you are not with God in your way, it's like you are driving up the mountain. Life becomes quite pretty difficult. Prayer becomes a serious struggle. But when you are in line with the flow of God, it could be so beautiful. So this morning, let's talk about things like this. I want to take some time to read this place I just read to you and see how to apply it to our churches. Because actually, God didn't create the church just for us to have ministries. The church is not for the pastor. The church is not for the ministers. It's not for the prophet. It is for the people of God. So this morning, let's talk about what talked about in this verse. Are we ready? Titus 2. Let's go again one more time. This service is for those who are less than 45. Some of you are not over 45 because of time. You have to be here. But we can learn. Praise God. So let's go to our Bible. And we can see that it was talking about home. Let's look at verse 1. He said, let me read Amplified Bible. So it will make it very clear. You will love this. You love this. This Titus was a book by a senior person to a pastor. Titus was a pastor, not a fish. So Paul was writing to him how to run a church. So he told him this, but as for you, Pastor Titus, teach what is fitting and becoming to sound wholesome doctrine. What's the meaning of that? Read with me. What's in the bracket? What do you say? The character and right living that identify true Christians. So this morning, allow me to imitate Titus as a pastor. Paul, the apostle, was telling him that you should teach what is fitting. Now, what I'm going to teach now is not my own idea. It's not what I will feel like writing if I'm writing it. But this is the inspired word of God. So I want you to listen to it and don't be biased whether who I am, pastor, imam, Nigerian. I just want to follow the word of God. So Paul wanted the people of God to have the character and the right living that will make them to be seen as what? True Christians. Hallelujah. So, what are these? Let's look at the next verse. Urge the older men to be temperate. So, for service, we do that for them. Let's jump that. And then, but the older woman, similarly, okay, if you are 45, if you are 50, I have to do this. If you come for service, we are not as many as this. They are older. You see gray hair on them. I saw one lady today. I know her for a long time. She was standing, she was outside now. She'd been in church, and I was looking from my office, and she didn't cover her hair, and I saw gray hair there. I said, man, she has come this far. Hallelujah. So some people have been here for 20-something years. Sister Mudi has been here along with her husband. No, husband came later. She's been here since 1996. The one who just read the Bible to us now. She came in after copper. She's a top senior physiotherapist in the States. Miss Erinle here with her husband came in 1 week after their wedding. They got 3 children right now. They have almost finished university, all right? They have put up with me all these years. Praise God. So, Pastor, you mean people have been here for a long, long time? People have been here for years. We just like our company. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, Prof came here 1996. I went to go and visit him. I was just a lecturer, living in one room, not apartment, one room, face me, I face you. His bed at one corner. He was living behind my house, Salam Kaula. I was like this, he was like this. Hello? We have not changed much over the years. Praise the Lord. When he was getting married, I saw the picture recently. I said, wow, we have come a long way. Praise the Lord. When he was getting married, there's not so much. Hallelujah. And so, but what we did was to start talking to ourselves to live a particular way as Christians. So that's for the older. But let's talk about those of us who are younger, who are less than 40, 45, they're about 50. Let's go. Next verse. Verse 3, verse 4. So that, now, let's go back to verse. He's talking about home here now. Go back. He said, look at this verse. But bid the older women, similarly to reverend, devout in their department, as becomes those engaged in secret service, not slanderers or slaves to drink. Now, they are to give good counsel and be teachers of what is right and noble. So, ladies, when you get older, you should be teaching younger women certain noble things. Now, some of those women don't know that, so I want to teach it today so that you can learn from there and work on with it. Let's look at next verse. It says, so that they will wisely train the younger women who are married with kids to be sane and sober of mind, temperate, disciplines, and to love their husband. Oh no, I'm asking for amplified, not classic. I beg. Go back. I don't want classic. I want the recent one. I love the way you put it. Give us from verse 3 one more time. Older women similarly should be, it's easier to read than that tedious one. Older women similarly are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips. not addicted to much wine, teaching what is right and good. So what should they teach as women that are older? See, women should teach women. Some things we should not be teaching in church, but we have to teach them because they have not been taught in our generation. What? So that they may encourage the younger women that are here with us to tenderly love their husbands and their children. Next verse. To be sensible, pure, makers of a home where God is honored, good-natured, being what? To their own husband, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. Let's keep reading. In a similar way, urge the younger men to be sensible and self-controlled and to behave wisely, taking life seriously. So, this morning, I want to talk about you in church. Married or about to marry. And you have children that are smaller and you're in this service. Maybe you're also here, that you're 45 years and above. This also applies to you. In the Bible puts emphasis on home, on children and family, parents, husband and wives. And God wants them to live in such a way that they will show the character. Remember that first verse we read? Give us verse 1 again. Maybe it's in this verse. Good character whose lifestyle identifies them as true Christians. So, we're not just Christians in name. We are Christians in what? In character and our lifestyle. Now, please, I'm not here to fight anybody this morning. I'm just trying to lay out what we should be like. Now, let's go. Why did he put, have you noticed that story? He put women, then he puts men after. And younger men, younger women. I noticed something in the Bible. I don't know, maybe I've seen it too. When Bible is addressing home and marriages, we start with women. Then we finish with men. Let's go and see it. Because women are prettier. They are more beautiful to talk to. That's just a joke. Let's go to Ephesians 5. Let's see one. I'm going to just give you a series of them so you can see. Ephesians chapter 5. Paul began to discuss with home, marriage. This is what he says. Take a look at your Bible. Look at verse 22. Wives. Look at verse 25. Husbands. So it started with wives and finished with husband. When you come down to parents and children, chapter 6, verse 1, it started with children. And then finished with the parents or the fathers in verse 4. So you will see, are we here? So you can see that it starts with women, wives, then after husband. Then it says children and what? In our own hierarchy, we put first the husband. We put first the parents. But in the Bible, in giving instruction, God puts the woman first and the children first. Praise God, somebody. Let's go to chapter 3, Colossians. The same thing you will see over there now. I'm just trying to lay the foundation so you can see what I'm talking about. When Paul was talking about homes and living together as family, this is how he said it. Look at verse 18. Wives. That's verse 18. Then verse 19. It says, husbands. Interesting. If you look at next verse, it says, children. The next verse says, fathers. You may think it's only Paul. Let's go down to 1 Peter 3. Hallelujah. Are you still here with me? Verse 1. Wives, likewise. Talking to the wife. Then verse 7 says, husbands. See that? See, it's as if that's a kind of a way God does things. He turns things upside down. We think the first should be the first. He put the last first and the last and the first last. Anybody who's sleeping around you, help me wake them up. You see, they don't want to hear this now. They want to hear about dollar rate exchange. They want to hear about Gabon. But Gabon won't do you any good, personally. You know how many people are in Gabon? 2.3 million. That's just also the area. The world today has given us global view that we are not living personal life. So let's talk about personal life now, about home. And please, I'm not taking side this morning. I'm just going to lay before you what God asked us to do. And you can see it, it will help you so much. If you're going to be a wife here, you're already a wife. You're going to be a husband, you're already a husband. What does God ask you to do from the Bible as true Christians who has character and lifestyle of a child of God? Can we do that for a few minutes? You know why I'm doing this? One day I will stand before the throne of God and God will ask me to do my will in Rock Foundation Church. I don't want to get to heaven and say, Pastor, you are you down. You never told us the truth. Remember that man that went to hell, the rich man Lazarus? All right. Let's go. Let's go down to Titus 2 now. And let's start examining from the side of home. Take a look. Titus chapter 2, verse 3. We read this. Okay. Okay, let's go to verse 3. Okay, are we ready? The older woman, likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderous, not given to much wine, tell good things. Verse 4 now. Now, let's use that Bible, Amplified Bible. Are we ready? So, verse 4, thank you. So that they may encourage the young married woman to what? Please, I'd like you to look at that verse. We are here because I want your home to turn out well. I want your marriage, if you are married here, if you're a single person or separated, we understand. But just listen, because you can be a blessing to somebody else. So that they may encourage the younger women to tenderly love their husband and their children. The first assignment, according to biblical order, for a woman in her home is to love her husband first, tenderly, and then after that, her children. You see, the husband's love is different. Bible says, husband, love your wives. That is not the same word they use over here for women. They use the word agape for men. And that word has to do with self-sacrificial love. We'll see that in a minute. But for women, he said, wives should tenderly love their husband. Everybody's quiet. There is a tenderness about loving your husband. Your first duty is not to run your home and run your children and clean up the house. Your first duty is to love your husband tenderly with affection. I'll tell you why this is important. Are we here? Don't go home now. Are you here? Your husband need your tender loving care. Clap your hands for Jesus. Guys want to be loved. Now, I know you are thinking, you're supposed to love me. Do you know, sorry to use this, God said, put your husband in the place of baby. See, put them together to thoroughly love their husband and their children. They're in the same category. You got this puppy. You just like the puppy, you know. He said, turn your husband to tender love, care, attention. Now, let me warn you. The rate of extramarital affairs is increasing in our land. And do you know what those women used to get your husband? Tender love. You dress up. You cook the food. You put up all kinds of things. You look great. And then you don't love your husband tenderly. You tell him, that other girl, you say, oh God, what's wrong? Oh, you're looking so sad this morning. What's any problem? You say, uh-huh. See, guys are like that. You can always keep your husband if you're tender. When something is just small, see, men look great, but there are babies inside. Huh? Hello? And children, you know, sometimes they just get angry because they don't have their food. Men get angry because they don't have their food too. So if you want to really enjoy your husband, tenderly love him. Pastor, that's nothing tender. See, that's your problem. Start talking. Stop talking. Hallelujah. Tenderness when you come to your husband. That's why your husband doesn't stay at home. Because there's nothing tender in your house. Hello? Baba John, Joku. You know what, dear? Huh? Oh, there's no food anymore in the house, so what if I turn? And by the way, the car has broken down. You have not brought money yet. The guy is thinking, man. Man. And then he stepped out. That girl in his office that he gave some duty, sent the text back to the Oga. Oga, yo, you look great this morning. This is the assignment. What happened? One is tender, one is rough. Pastor, he lied to you. Me, you're not tender for anybody. Let me warn you. Let me be honest. Can I be honest this morning? That's my job. I hope you like my job this morning. Are you hearing me? You can dress fine. You can do anything. But if you don't take him like a puppy, you're going to lose him. Bible says so. Do you know Jesus himself? Bible call him the Okoijo. Are not true? Okoijo, right? Jesus is the husband of the church. The church is the wife of the church of Jesus, right? Let me tell you what Christ said about love between husband and wife and church and himself. Ephesians 3. Let's go. The book, no, the last book in the Bible, Revelation chapter 3. Are you there? You know, some of you, that's why marriages are breaking up today. Women are doing what men can do, and men are stepping aside. Let's go, Revelation 3. Look at verse 1. To this church in Ephesus, and to the angel of the church, 3 verse 1, Revelation. 3 verse 1, Revelation. And to the angel of the church in Sardis, write, these things says he who has the seven spirits, the husband talking now, and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name. No, 32 verse 1, forgive me. That's a slip of the microphone. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, this thing says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Real husband. Next verse. I know your works, your labor, your patience, that you cannot bear those who are evil. You have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and I find them liars. You are really great. You are cooking. You are moving. You are building a house. You are doing land with your husband. You are doing investment. Look at next verse. And you have persevered with me for 10 years, 25 years, and have patience, and have labored for my name's sake. I have not been become weary. But next verse. But nevertheless, I have this against you. You have lost your tender love for me at the beginning you used to have. Jesus told that church, yes, you are working, you are persevering, you are making money, you are doing great, you are going around, we have a house now, we have a family now, you raise these children, but you've lost that tender love for me. Look at what's in this. Look at what's in this. Next verse. Remember, therefore, from where you are falling. Repent and do the first works. Or else, I come to you quickly and remove you from the lampstand, unless you repent. That's why your husband doesn't look at you as he used to look at you. Now, some of them are holy. They will not backslide. They will not go and look for another man or another woman. They just close up. Or they just get older because you're no longer interesting to be with. There is familiarity that breeds contempt. So God is asking you women, I'll tell you why I'm telling you this, because there are women outside here who are looking for men. You know, one woman told me, said, before she lost her husband, she never gave her husband attention. After the husband died, she missed him. And she was really going through a lot of struggle. So, tender love for your husband. Jesus told the last church there, Book of Revelation, I know you want to give me excuses. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Don't fight me. To have Christian virtuous home. Look at Revelation 3, verse 16. Am I correct? Is it verse 16 now? Okay, let's start from verse 14. This is the last church. And to the angel of the church, Laodiceans, write, this thing says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works. You're neither cold nor hot. I wish you are cold or hot. You're not hot for your husband anymore. You're just cold. He touches you. Moves you, John. What is you? Oh, when Coco, and come dollars. What? You didn't marry dollar. You didn't marry dollar. Paul said, Pastor, you are on women today. I'm coming to men to relax. But you see, some of you women over here, instead of loving your husband tenderly, you do become a teacher. Start teaching him. That's your problem. Stop teaching your husband. Start thoroughly loving him.
Pastor, what do you mean?
1 Timothy 2. Everybody's quiet. Don't worry, rapture will occur today. 1 Timothy 2. Have you ever seen this verse in the Bible? And it has been misinterpreted by all these apostles and preachers. You there? 1 Timothy 2. Take a look at this. Look at verse, let a woman, verse 11. Have you seen this verse before? Let a woman learn in silence with all submission. What is it next? And I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. Let's keep reading. Now, this is not talking about church. No, about women teaching school. Church, my wife teaches brilliantly. Clap for her. She has a teaching gift from the Lord. She's a minister of the gospel, as much as I am. So she can speak. Pastor, Bible says in the last day, I pour my spirit upon all flesh. Some of that, you prophesy. Are you hearing me? But he's talking about a home. Adam was not a preacher. Adam was a home. Am I right? He said, for Adam was formed first, then Eve. You see, when you start controlling your husband and telling him what to do and push him around, he's going to just vamoose. Stop teaching your husband. Start thoroughly loving him. I know he will not come next Sunday. So start feeling for him. You know, he's a puppy. He doesn't have too much sense. So you should understand that. Man, forgive me. I'm one of you, so relax now. Yeah, he knows only two things, anger and hunger. Is that I'm hungry for something or is angry at something? So what do? My wife goes up there and I just go kick. Then she just start. Yeah. Kill him again. I'm right here now. Then I calm down like a lion. Then she slapped me on my back over there. Don't touch me now. Then after a while, I calm down. Poppy. That's where we are wired. They want to go home and be loved by somebody and be celebrated by somebody. But Pastor, what about me? I'm coming. He said, you. You know, Bible says, it shall be like a fruitful vine in your house. Am I correct? Let's go and see that. Psalm 128. Psalm 128. The first priority. Verse 1. Psalm 128, verse 1. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Next verse. He's, when you eat the labor of your hands, shall be happy. I'll be well with you. Now, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. You know the meaning of that vine? To produce wine. Acquired by you. Are you hearing me? When somebody get drunk, they start losing their money. They start opening their pocket. When your husband get drunk of your love, he will open his pocket, open his life, give you everything. Huh? That's what Delilah did to Samson. But many Christians don't have that sense for good. You can love a man and take all his money away. Like my wife now, she has taken all my money. I don't even know some of the things. I say, she's richer than me now. I said, can I borrow? You know? Hello? You can take a man's hat. She wants somebody, just say, oh, you know, come. I know you're telling me, I know him. He's a crazy idiot. But you marry him. Now, Pastor, what are you saying? You say I should not talk, I should not teach him. It doesn't have sense. That's why you should not teach him. He doesn't have sense. He can't hear. Particularly from you. He can't hear. Are you hearing me? Don't tell me, look at your clothes, look at your shoes, see how you are looking, see how you are children, see how you are going. When he enters your room, or when he enters the house, he said, I'm in the classroom. And no boys like classroom. Have you ever been there before? You like classroom? When I was in school, I would pick somebody, kick something. When they say, is that day at all? I want to go out. I told my wife, when I put our children in private school, they put our children in private school, I said, I'll put my girls there. If my father put me in private school, I would jump the fence. I don't like, get up, go, sit down, come here. Ah. Boy likes to cause something. Boy likes to have some trouble. So you have to learn how to keep quiet. If you talk too much around boys, you're going to have problems. So don't stop. Stop teaching them. Pastor, what should I do? Just show them. 1 Peter 3, New Living Translation. Let's read it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your husband is sitting down now. He's wondering what will happen after service. Your husband is already afraid. What will happen? Dear, send me your love with tenderly. What do you think he will say? You see, that's what women do to us. Did you hear, Pastor? Yes. What did you hear? What you heard? See, men are afraid of women. Then he will say, am I not loving you tenderly? What do you think I will say? In my younger days, my wife would do her hair and come back home. I didn't notice. I said, don't you see my hair? I said, am I Binu? Is it fine? You think I would say it's bad? I'll be in trouble. Are you still here? What I say we should open to? Oh, you have forgotten what I said we should open to? Huh? What's 3? Yeah, let's read it. NLT. In the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husband. That even if someone refuses to obey the goodness, your godly lives will speak to them without word any word. They'll be won over. They're so stupid, they follow you. They'll be won over. Look at next verse. They'll be won over by observing your pure and reverent lives. Don't always go home and be talking to your husband, telling him what to do, where to go, what to buy, what to sell, and just controlling him. I know every woman, when they get a guy, they want to control the guy. Hold on. I like you. Yes. Then you enter into bondage. Moment next week, call you. Where are you now? One girl was dating a guy. The guy's in Nigeria, and the girl is abroad. And you know when they start dating, he will call and say, okay, what's up? He said, put on video. I want to see video. I said, I'm alone in the room. He said, no, put on the video. Let me see your room. The guy said, this is a Willie, man. I'm not marrying this girl. Control freak. You're going to check your husband's phone. Leave him alone. Oh, Pastor, I need to monitor who is married. He's going to get the girl when you know even about the girl. That's what men will do. They got ego. When you say, don't go that way, that's where they're going to go. When I was small, mommy said, don't touch the pots. She turns her back. Where do I go? My sister will say, mommy will beat you. I said, tell her. Anybody there like me? So, you know, Pastor, I saw one text on my husband's phone. He was talking to one girl. The only way to get him is to win him back. I've been there. I said, Pastor, I have, you don't know what I've gone through. Somebody reported the husband to me. And I said, the husband, why are you doing that? The husband just get up and go home. I said, you told Pastor? Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bubuyi. The cruciers. And he will leave church and will falter. And the lady later will join with him and fight me. So me will say, Mom. I don't die anymore. Because when a robber comes to the road, say, follow her husband. So what do you do? I think we should stop the service and go home now. I think we should stop. I don't like talking like this. But we have to. We have to. Hallelujah. Emma Binu see me Oluile. Olu Aruko Oluile. Your husband, the wife, they are controlling. So I know. But I know it's not easy. I know. But that's what the Bible says. I didn't say so. Don't use your words to try and control and tell him and bang him and tell him and do that. He just gets crazy. He just gets crazier. I've seen men telling women, they say, I saw you with your girlfriend. They say, so I'll get two more. You know, just because you bring that up by yourself, you can ask Esther and Vashti. The king was drunk, and he said, I want to see Vashti. Let her come in a beauty pageantry way. And then Vashti said to the girls, tell the king, before the people, tell the king that I'm not to be looked at as food for human eyes. And the boys around the king, see, your husband has friends that tell him to give him their good sense. He said, see the way your wife talk to you? Every other man talking to his wife like that. So king sacked her. And then they sacked her. Or they sacked her as he left. And the king looking for another wife. Then they got him Esther. Then Esther had a problem. They're about to kill all of his family. But Esther was smart. He go like this. King. So he need that one. See, emuti yoni. Akoko versity elelo. Eme lo kan bayabi. Ete elemelo. Efe kwa tori meni. Olo amu. Olo amu. The God I'm serving the church and rock foundation. Apuju yoni. You know what she did? She knew this guy is a puppy. Somebody directing him. Called Haman. Am I right? And then he said, she fasted, prayed for 3 days. Then she took her time to go and break protocol. And when she entered, king said, why did you break protocol? He said, come and eat. Come for dinner. See, the way to handle any man to kill him, give him food. And put poison of love inside it. You know, the king said, you broke protocol so I can come and eat. Let me warn you. If you don't cook very well, your husband won't like you. He may not say anything, no. You can do everything else. You can handle money. But if you don't cook very well, this will do. Let me expose my daughter. My first daughter. When she got married, you know, the husband, I'm not looking at my wife's side now, so I can talk. The husband was not really eating good food as such. He just eats some of this. So one day, I made soup for him. And then the guy touched it and said, hey, you make him sweet like this. And he married her. Men love food. They are possessed by food. They get angry over food. They know all the joints in town because your food is not good. Hallelujah. Let's stop it there today. Let's not go further. Titus 2. Let me add something for you women that will help you. Then I jump to men. Titus 2. Hallelujah. Are we still here? Or you have gone home? Now, look at Titus 2, verse 4. I want us to read something about that. Verse 5. Give me in an amplified Bible. To be sensible, to be pure. Make us. I want to see that word sensible. Be in charge. Don't go hysterical. Don't let your mood direct you. My wife told them in the first service today. Are you hearing me? In the first service, she preached. Yesterday at home, I've been preaching all through the week. I preached twice yesterday. I came to the business breakfast, finished. I was heading for another meeting somewhere else. And I was going through the house. I had to get home. My wife said, please, let's eat. I said, we're going to take bread, wheat bread, and some egg. I love my wife the way she makes her egg. Nobody else can make an egg for me like that. You know. And then, but I don't eat hot food. I don't like it. I don't like my mouth getting burnt. My wife, when the food is hot. So we are not the couple that eat together. We don't eat together. In our earlier days, my wife was frustrated. I was a nightmare for her. Because my ogi in the morning, I'll finish it in the evening. Abameda, the pastor. She had to just conform and adapt to me. So yesterday, she was making some food. I was trying to leave the house by around 11 to get out. So she started making the food. And then I just came downstairs. And I said, is the food ready? Because I want to shower and change my clothes. She said, the food is ready. And I sat down, and I still saw the egg on the fire. I said, She said, it's going to be ready. I said, yeah, you know, I can't eat hot food. So I had to leave right now. And she was feeling really bad that she couldn't make the food. And she was making the food. And, you know, and I just said, I just take tea, and I'm going to go. And I was really feeling sad for her to see here. So, but I got to go. I can't take this food because I'll suffer all the way. I'll be sweating like, you see, I sweat like I was born with sweat. I sweat all the time. So I don't come. I can't taste some of these hot things. So I got up to go and change. You know what she did? She came upstairs with the bread, put egg in between. She tried to cool it down. She said, "Dear, please take a bite." I said, "I will." I took it. It was hot. But I knew what she was going through. I just joined her. You see, men don't like to be competed at. You see, have you ever seen boys driving on the road? You say, "First thing, first, daddy, first thing." Boys always wrong, you know. So if you go into boxing ring with a guy, if you're a man and a woman, if you are a guy and a girl, if that guy give you box, bam, and you give him back, he'll give you more. But if you want to paralyze a guy, when he box you, just do like this. He can't go further. So my wife did all that, and I said, "Oh boy, you better eat this bread or you're a dead man." So I took the bread, started eating it, and it was getting cooler. It was getting cooler. It was getting cooler. And I got down, I drank the tea, and I left. I said, "I don't escape today." Now, she told us her own side this morning. She felt so bad that how could she have taken, and she was not eating out of the food. I was the only one eating out of the food. She went through all that, and she took me like a puppy and took care of me. The old pastor of Rock Foundation Church. "Pastor, you are a holy man of God. If you stay with me as a woman for 1 week, you ask for divorce. I'm difficult times 10. Because you ask me, what do you want to eat? Nothing. I don't know. Then you make the food. I don't know. Come and eat. I'm hungry. And then you prepare the food and I won't show up. Pastor, you are Bamieda. You're right. My wife has been able to cook with me 34 years. She's still counting. Clap your hands for Jesus. Is that all right? Now, boys, my time is up. Boys. Titus 2. I know women are counting. Now, Pastor, it's not fair. You have spent all the verses on women. I know you are thinking. Now, these boys, talk to them enough. No. Boys don't need too many talks. Boys don't need too many talks. Follow her, boys. You start talking stories. What do you switch off? That's why boys are in the army. Go! Stop! Shut! Sit down! If you say, "I want you to go catch." What's the back? So, what do we do, boys? Look at it. In a similar way, urge the young men to be sensible. Boys, take hold of your brain. Stop letting anger run your life. Stop getting angry at your wife and your children. Calm down. You hear me? And be self-controlled. Don't go gaga. Just because your wife says something, don't pick up your key and start going out. Hold yourself back. And can I warn you? Women will say things after hearing me today. Do you know what? She go back home and said, "Bunti, Pastor Sofu," he said, "Brother, there. Teaching you already." So don't say, "Pastor, just control yourself." In my younger days, I don't know. My wife will say something. I say something back to her. Say, leave me. And I'm going out. She put myself back. "Where are you going? You said I should leave now." I don't know that. When she said yes, it is no. When she said no, it is yes. When she said go, it's come. Women are strange. Clap for them. You know what? God was making creation. When he made the woman, he stopped making. He just packed his bag and pencil and paper. No more design. They are the highest of God's creation. That's why they are so complex. Come on, clap your hands for ladies. Sometimes they don't even understand themselves. So relax. So just wake up one kind. Be self-controlled. Be self-controlled. Don't fight. Don't do. Just calm down. Say, "Calm down." Huh? And then, your wife wants something most from you. Take life serious. Your wife is tired of you. Just tell her, "Say, but me or more. Sweep our own land. I don't know." You are killing your wife. Huh? Take charge. Take a stand. Something happened. Don't leave it to her. That's why she's working like that. She cannot. She's not finding it easy. She can't be running everything and running you too. Take up and get up. Sometimes get up. Don't let your wife. I know your wife sometimes want to do everything, but tell her to stop and then step in. Praise God, somebody. Look for the money. Take life seriously. Women want security. They want safety. And you are their safety. You are their chief of army staff. Clap your hands to Jesus, man. You are their chief of army staff. It's men that lock the door at night. It's the men that must fight. Praise God, somebody. And you have to fight for your family. Fight for their welfare. Fight for their future. Praise God, somebody. They want you to take life serious. If anything your wife wants from you, you want to take life serious. She can't be thinking about everything and you're just playing Ludo and go out with your friends. Stop those friends. Take life serious. Read your Bible. Read some good books and improve your life. Clap your hands for men. Everybody over here. Hallelujah. You know why my wife married me? I'm a serious guy. I've always been serious. It's even hard for her sometimes. Huh? I don't joke. Now, I'm joking, I'm laughing. Man, don't say, I'm just like that, man. I'm just like, when I enter a place, Christians will leave. I'm too serious for them. I've been this way all my life, but I'm not mellow now, I'm older. But I'm going somewhere. I'm going to do well in life. I can't fail. I'm not going to fail in Jesus' name. A man should wake up like that. Every day, your wife will bat your coup. But when you just flounder, you just mess up. You don't handle things. You don't handle things. You don't think straight. You just kind of, you mean a corny every million now? You want a corny? You want a local? Clap your hands for Jesus. Are you hearing me? So take life serious. Take life serious. Pay the house rent. Look for the food. When those days, I'll go to Lagos, I'll finish preaching, and I'll go to Oshodi or something, and I'll buy food stuff. I'll buy Milo beverages and bring them home. I must take care of them. This is my charge. I can't fail here. Let your wife see that you are not carrying all the load. I never ask my wife for her money. When we are doing something, I will take my own side first. My wife will join us. She join us. I think it's derogatory for a man to be pushing his wife for her own money. I don't think it's right. It doesn't. It's not. It's not dignifying. I told Bakowo Sile, "Ah, listen, Koko, no." Make her and her money irrelevant. She will love you to the moon. So don't depend on your wife too much. Just, you know, when you can only. She's tired. So you take life serious. I'm not saying that you should not participate. We do things together. But please, be the man. Be responsible. When the school fees come, I want to pay it. I may not have enough. We'll divide it. I'm saving for school fees at the beginning of the year before the year will end. I'm doing that. I'm doing what I can. I come to church. I'm doing my work. I'm listening. I'm working. I'm reading. I'm learning more. Then she can look at me and say, what a wonderful husband. But when you just come in and stay on your phone all the time watching European League and say, dear, let us talk. No, Messi is about to score. What are you scoring for your own life? Are you hearing me? If anything your wife wants from you, he wants you serious. He wants you loaded. He wants you handling life. She will lay down her life for you. You know, my wife, years ago, something happened. She was about to travel. There are school fees of the children. And I got some lump amount, some of money. I just put the money down on the table. I said, boom. I said, take for your traveling, your air ticket, pay for it there. I know you need some things in UK. Take that one. Then buy some things for the children. Take that one. We said, well, that remains small. I said, don't worry about me. Why? I'm taking life serious. My reputation in life depends on what my wife says about me, how my children will say about me tomorrow. So I do that. And I don't always have, but what I have, I put it down. I don't eat all the meat in the house. I said, give me just small meat. You can have the rest. And I can say this before God and before men. My wife has never put pressure on me for anything. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Is that all right? So let's have a Christian home, character and dignity of a true Christian believer. Is that all right? Have I helped today? Have I helped today? So guys, you are thinking of getting married, take life serious. Lady, you are thinking of getting married, tenderly love this guy. Then you will not come back from the moon. You stay in the moon forever. You build houses on the moon. You buy rocket to go to the moon. And you be our own Elon Musk. Notice Elon Musk has no wife at home. Hallelujah. I shut up. Choir, listen.